Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're back, baby. We're back from our vacations. And we're here. And we couldn't be more excited.
Absolutely.
I know. It's going to be just, I can tell it's going to be just the greatest week.
It's so funny.
Absolutely.
I think it was the Monday after we got off. She texted me, "Hi, I'm so bored. What are you?" And I was like, "Oh my God, Jesus Christ! It's Monday. We haven't even left yet."
Like, oh my God, it was so hard. I came to work a bunch of times. Oh.
I go, "What are you doing?" She goes, "Well, I'm helping Johnny V with resumes.
Trying to find a job."
How did that go, by the way?
He had one phone interview with a particular alcohol company.
All right.
So he's on his way.
Well, we hope so. I'm like, you gotta go.
This was supposed to be my vacation.
Yeah, having someone home on vacation does change vacation's complexion a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was great because he could drive me everywhere I wanted to go.
Yeah, that's nice.
You know, that's...
He drive you to work and everything?
No, not to work. I like to drive myself to work. But, you know, just on errands around town and
sure.
Let's do this. Oh, let's go there. I got to do this. That's...
Do you hop in the back seat?
I do not.
You want to, though, don't you?
I do, because sometimes it's driving. Oh. I just look out the side window.
Oh no! What's his driving problem?
He just sometimes gets a little closer than I prefer.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a good driver.
Oh, he's a great
and you're
driver.
Just nervous and
maybe I'm a nervous Nelly.
Well, you're not the only one. I have a lady who does this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's me too.
I'm all
yeah. That damn yeah. It, man! Cut it out.
Well, don't get so close.
It's scaring the crap out of me. I'm sorry I'm scared.
Why are you trying to scare me?
Yeah.
Why are you scaring me?
It does feel like a personal attack. It's like...
Yeah, it does. You're right. It does feel like a personal attack.
It does, right. Because it's like you're trying to kill me. It's like you don't care if I live or die after this ride. Yeah, I'm scared. So I've tried to find like different ways to, you know, as we're like going down a road and we're just like latched onto someone's bumper, mm-hmm. I'm always like, so... If I was driving this close to someone, would you think that I was tailgating them? He's like, they're not going fast. I have my foot off the gas right now. It's off the gas. They slowed down. I'm like, I don't know. It seems like we've been on their ass for quite a while. You know, I try to be nice about it, but God.
Well, it's nice that he did all the driving, though.
It is nice.
Well, really. So
I sat in the back seat too.
Oh,
Bradley
good.
Did all the navigating, and I looked out the freaking window.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
We're back from vacation.
Hey, everybody, we're back from vacation. And this part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. Hey, Eddie Ift is coming into town.
Yes,
stoked.
He's going to be, let's see, it looks like, is it starting Wednesday night?
It's only Wednesday night. It's a one-day event. It's at the San Jose Improv.
And is this where he's taking his bingo bus and he's going to do like a live podcast?
Yeah, it's a whole thing going on. And
I got a million questions for him about his podcast.
I was texting him right now to see exactly what time, but he's calling it an all-day affair. So we'll have to narrow down a time when he's going to start the whole
day. When's he going to come on the show?
He's coming in Wednesday morning.
Oh.
On the 19th.
Oh, I see.
Are you going surfing with him at all, Vinny?
We'll see if there's any surf. It's summer, so conditions aren't usually very good. But right.
It sounds like he's busy with his bingo bus.
Yeah, I think the next day he's going to be in Oregon, maybe.
He is on a full-blown tour with that bus.
He's going to Eugene, Vin.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
they'll love him.
Well,
I mean,
they love
I don't
when
know.
Anything happens.
You
up
hear
there.
The college on. Campuses aren't exactly thrilled with comedians these days, but we'll see. But that's what it would be.
Right.
That's where Oregon is.
Anyway, so it looks like he's doing something all day. However, it's San Jose Improv is what we're
I mean, maybe that's like the home base for it. So he's going to stop by the show on Wednesday.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to see Eddie. It's been a long time. I think he got his teeth fixed in between, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
He sent me some pictures of his new teeth.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. Yes. That needed to happen.
He's an attractive dude.
And then he smiles and you're like, oh my God, your teeth are brown. But now they're fixed. Hooray. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today. Oh, there's so much happening in the world. If you're not watching Big Brother, it's not too late. It's so
good.
It's good this season.
It really is.
Although they threw off like the best character. This dude was a mess.
The Cody dude?
Yeah. The guy, this is my impersonation of him.
Well, he's...
he's just a stump.
Spoiler alert, there's a chance he could be back on.
That is true.
Wait, what did you just do?
He just is... Have you ever tried to make conversation with someone and they just are giving you nothing?
I love those moments on the show, though, where someone's... who was it? Was it Paul that tried to talk to him? And it's just awkward and silent, and the dude's just got that glare going, like, I'm not going to say a word.
Yeah. And then another person's just, like, so uncomfortable, and then finally they just get up and leave. Like, he's just... oh, I was glad to see him get the boot. On the other hand, I did feel like, oh man, he's my favorite. It's too bad.
He was your favorite.
Well, he was the only interesting person on there. I mean, there's a few people. That Jessica chick, oh my
God. Which one's she?
She's his girlfriend.
Oh, she's...
she's a nightmare,
that
chick.
What is a concierge VIP? Is
who knows?
Is that
a hooker?
Is that a hooker or a dancer? Because that's what she looks like.
Is that what her
fine.
Title, like she works at a resort or
in
a...
Vegas, she is a VIP concierge.
Oh, so she handles the whales, you know, the big spenders.
I don't know.
The whales. That's what I used to watch his show, and that's what they're called.
Is that how you know
the whales?
Yeah. From a show?
From
a
show.
They'll get whales. Yeah, they'll get them. They're big spenders, high rollers.
Right.
Get you hookers, get you drugs, get you the best shows in town. Get you a meet and greet, perhaps with
Justin Bieber,
whoever is playing in town. You know, all the good stuff.
Right. So she's a VIP. She's a little hottie, but man, she's just a, like kind of an ugly person. Like not a great person.
Isn't there someone that went home because she had some PTSD stuff going on?
Well,
yeah,
she
is what she's saying.
That's what she said. But yeah. So she really became this hated person in the house, and we never even got to see all the stuff she must have done because. People turned on her.
Yeah,
quick.
Hard. And it was just very, it was sad. I actually did feel bad for that person. She seemed, she's a, like a dog walker lady, like kind of a regular person, like kind of long in the tooth punk chick with colored hair and like a little too old for that, but, you know, holding on to it. And, you know, nice enough person. And actually, they do torture you on this show, too. Like, they make you get in bikinis for certain. Like, they give everybody sort of uniform bikini in different colors, but everyone's wearing this outfit for different challenges and stuff. And they stuck her in one, and it was not a great
one. Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Because I always think, God, I couldn't go on that show because I'd have to wear this uniform bikini, and it would just be a nightmare. Girls like crammed into this thing. It's just awful.
I didn't notice that at all. It seemed like she got bullied, so there's no doubt they turned on her, and we don't know exactly what she did. But leading up to the show, she's the person that's like, I break terrorists at Guantanamo, or whatever she was saying.
Yeah, she used to be an interrogator.
Yeah, I'm an interrogator. I know how to. And she's selling herself as this person who's mentally. A beast.
Right.
And then she's the first person to come undone.
She just breaks.
Like, full on, I gotta get out of here.
Everyone's mean to me, I gotta leave.
Huh. So you just go, okay, that's
right.
A little much.
It was sad, though. I didn't like that.
I felt bad for her, too.
Yeah.
I did.
I just felt like, oh, they just tortured her out of there. Anyway, that happened. And continues to happen. That's our summer viewing pleasure. And, of course, Game of Thrones last night. Just great. Just so nice that it's back and we'll be gone before you know it. Enjoy.
Before summer's over, it'll be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And summer's almost over.
I know. It's we're halfway. July. It's incredible.
Yeah, we're halfway there.
Well, not quite. Don't push it. Don't.
What do you mean?
Don't
push it. Come on. What's the date? Today's only July
17th. Yeah, we're only one quarter of the way through.
What?
It's 2 months.
What are you talking about? Someone texted us today and said football season's about to start.
Well, preseason, Vinny, right. in a couple weeks.
Christmas, here we come.
I know.
Oh,
we're on that side.
Would you stop? You're rushing
yourself.
My summer by. Stop. George Romero died. They call him the father of zombies.
Yep.
And if you've ever seen the original Night of the Living Dead, it's horrible. It doesn't really hold up anymore, but it's, you know,
when
that
I was
where
a little
it all started.
Kid. And this was at El Camino Real Elementary in Irvine, California. I had a kid who was in class with me. That might have been like fourth or fifth grade. And he had the parents who did not hold back or monitor what he was up to. And he saw the zombie, the first one, whatever that was.
So Night of the Living Dead, but then Dawn of the Dead was 78, Day of the Dead in 85, Land of the Dead, Diary of the Dead, and Survival of the Dead.
And he loved these zombie movies so much, and he would talk about eating brains and how he would love to pull on. And it's so, like, from that, I remember thinking, you can't show kids stuff like this.
No.
They just don't know. He went crazy from it. I don't know what he went on to become in his adult life, but...
Well, maybe he's one of those people that does special effects for, like, you know, zombie...
I mean, this was... But they were the original zombie movies, for
so
sure.
So he died in his sleep yesterday, George A. Romero, after a, quote, brief but aggressive battle with lung cancer. He was only 77. They say he passed away while listening to the score of The Quiet Man from 1952, which was one of his favorite movies. I'm sorry. Could you see what the score to The Quiet Man sounds like? He was surrounded by family. He was famous for the zombie apocalypse movies. They even say that he created kind of the lore of, you know, the infectious bite and the wanting to eat the brains. And that was sort of all his. He sort of created the backstory
it was
for them. Eli Roth... He's another director, and what was the movie that he did? He does horrors.
He does.
He's often talked about George Romero.
He was the Jew bear in Glorious Bastards. Remember that guy? He used to beat up the Nazis.
Oh, is he Spock?
Spock?
No.
He's not.
No. That's Zachary Quinto, isn't
he? Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm trying to...
I thought he was a director.
Yeah, he's a director too, but he's like Quentin Tarantino's best friend.
So he... Of course he is. He says, quote, "It's hard to quantify how much he inspired me and what he did for cinema. He used genre to confront racism 50 years ago. He always had diverse casts with Dwayne Jones as the heroic star of Night of the Living Dead. You can trace a direct line from Night of the Living Dead to Get Out, which is a great movie. And he created the modern zombie. Romero was not a fan of The Walking Dead and the recent zombie resurgence, he said once. The Walking Dead is a soap opera with a zombie occasionally. I always use the zombie as a character for satire or political criticism. I find that missing in what's happening now."
Hmm.
So naturally, millions of people are paying tribute. I'm sure if you hashtag George Romero, you'll be able to see everyone's tributes. Martin Landau has also passed away.
Yeah.
He died in L.A. on Saturday afternoon. Supposedly, he experienced some kind of unexpected complications while being hospitalized for an undisclosed reason, but he was 89 years old. He won a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for playing Bela Lugosi in Tim Burton's Ed Wood. Isn't that the one where Johnny Depp plays Ed Wood, the crazy director? His other movies included Hitchcock's North by Northwest, The Greatest Story Ever Told, Cleopatra. He did a Woody Allen movie. He also starred in the Mission Impossible TV series. And do you remember Space 1999? He was on that, too.
No.
Oh, I loved that show.
You did?
Space 1999, when I was a kid, sure. They're saying he died, 1:30 p.m. Saturday afternoon at UCLA Medical Center.
Had a good run.
Yeah, he did. He appeared in nearly 200 films. He was a cartoonist before he started his acting career in the 50s. Worked right up until his death. They say his big break was in 1966 when he was cast in Mission Impossible TV series alongside his then-wife Barbara Bain.
Who?
Barbara Bain.
I don't...
She was apparently on Mission Impossible.
All right.
She's probably around 89 now, too. All right. Green Day's Billy Joe Armstrong.
Yeah.
And Rancid's Tim Armstrong.
I love both of them.
Have formed a new band called Armstrongs. And here's their new song.
Get the hell out.
It's called If There Was Ever a Time.
Is this for real?
Yes.
Is this about to happen?
This is
You're
happening.
You're teasing.
If there was ever a time to stand together. If there was ever a time, it's tonight. If there was ever a time to hold your brothers and your sisters, then the time is right. If there was ever a time to stand together. If there was ever a time, it's tonight. If there was ever a time to hold your brothers and your sisters, then the time is right. Well, we gathered at DuPont Circle. And we gathered at Jack London Square. And we thought that a train.
I
want to
hear Billy
and Joe's verse. If there was ever a time to stand together, if there was ever a time to hold your brothers and your sisters. We're arming up sound needle on turning whispers into shouts.
All right, so the story behind this is that so this is a super group called Armstrongs, and they're the super part of it. Billy Joe's son Joey Armstrong and Tim's nephew Ray Armstrong, they round out the quartet.
I think one of Billy, it might be Billy Joe's son that's in Swimmers.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the?
That's
is this
the kid?
Okay,
yes. So he's the drummer.
I think so, but okay. Swimmers is they're happening. They're a real band.
They recorded the track for a documentary called Turn It Around, The Story of East Bay Punk.
Oh, we talked about this. Where were you? Were you out that day?
I don't know.
Oh, I think she was.
She was out
We were talking
day.
About the movie, right?
Yeah, this was I was invited to the premiere by Billy Joe's sister, Anna. Mm-hmm. And she called me like 2 minutes before, you know, the day of, hey, can you come tonight? And I'm like, no, it's nighttime. I can't be out at
hello?
Night.
Hello?
The film, yeah, it's cool.
Focuses on 924 Gilman,
mm-hmm.
which is a nonprofit punk venue where tons like acts like Green Day and Rancid got their start.
Right.
So let's see. They're going to do a limited. You can buy this thing. There's 1,000 copies of it on FlexiDisc, and then I guess if you just buy it digitally, all proceeds of the sale benefit 924 Gilman. And
Vinny, I'm looking at more screenings for the movie coming up August 4th with some daytime.
Will it be showing in my house at all anytime soon?
Let's
we could probably get a screener.
Scottsdale. No.
Okay.
No.
Well, I'll watch that when it comes to cable.
Mm.
I'm definitely interested. I love both of those boys and have both of their new albums. Not that one. But I have right. Rev Radio, and I don't remember the name of the new Rancid, but I have that too.
I thought for sure that you would have, but I thought, oh, Armstrong's adorable. Song isn't the best song ever,
no.
But it's, you know, it's fine. Time for our Dewey of the Day.
Oh, that's too bad.
Aaron Carter. Aaron Carter is the younger brother
of Nick Carter.
Who is a Backstreet Boy, right?
Right.
He's a
yes.
Backstreet Boy. Here's his mugshot.
I know more about these kids than I want to.
Yeah. Here's his mugshot. He looks like an
Whoa.
Uber so he...
How old is this dude?
29.
29
again. He's not even 30 yet?
Nope. Well, listen, his brother has got to be 10 years older than him, the BSB guy, because this guy was a little boy when he started having, like, hits on Radio Disney.
He's been running way hard.
Yeah. 37 is how old the brother is.
Oh. I love that song. Is that How I Beat Shaq?
No, that's this is Aaron's
Party. That sounds exactly
party.
Like that. Oh, Aaron's
yeah.
Party.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Here's How I Beat Shaq. When I beat you real bad, trying to cry. Please, Aaron, are you for real? 101 Shaquille O'Neal? Yeah, 34 center from the LA Lakers. You must have been nervous. I know I could take him. Stare to Shaq. Psych him out.
Hard miles there.
Yeah, yeah. There are some... Long, hard miles. Of course, he looks effed up in this picture, too. So, you know, sometimes a good night's sleep and a little, you know, pat your face a little.
Dude, 29.
I know. It's rough.
The pictures, you know.
That's how I beat Jeff.
Over the weekend, I remember getting the invite. I don't know how long ago, but it was for my 30-year high school reunion.
30 years!
Which, of course, I did not go to.
You're having the same one this year. No, didn't you just go to it?
No.
Well, yeah, I didn't go, but I'm telling you, the people in those pictures look better than that kid. He's 29.
Yeah.
And he is worn out.
Rode hard, put away wet.
Exactly.
Aaron Carter was arrested for DUI. He was pulled over at 9 p.m. in Georgia on Saturday. Technically, he was arrested for suspicion of DUI because he refused a breathalyzer and drug testing. He was hit with three misdemeanors, a DUI, possession of less than an ounce of marijuana, and possession of drug-related objects. His girlfriend, Madison Parker, was in the car, too. She was arrested and charged with obstruction and two drug-related charges. They're out now. They've both posted bail. He was supposed to be performing in Kansas City at almost exactly that time when he was, 9 p.m., when he was pulled over in Georgia. A few hours before, his people had tweeted, due to transportation issues, Aaron will not make his set time tonight in Kansas City.
Transportation issues.
The jail van can't get him there?
Yeah.
This is Aaron's first DUI arrest, and it's interesting timing because literally 5 days ago, he was talking to the paparazzi about Shia LaBeouf's arrest. And he boasted, do you have a little of this?
I do not agree with that. Okay. You won't catch me getting any DUIs. Okay. I don't have any DUIs.
Did you catch that at the end there? Listen to the end. The guy behind. Dude, do it again.
What?
All right. I'll give you more. Don't catch me getting any DUIs. Okay. I don't have any DUIs.
Do you hear that?
No.
No.
Someone in the background says, because I drive.
Oh.
But apparently his driver quit because he couldn't get him to Kansas City for the gig, and he was not driving when he got picked up. So 5 days before, you won't catch me getting any DUIs. Yeah, because I do all your driving. It's unclear who that guy was, but he was clearly not there on Saturday night. Possibly those transportation issues. Aaron says he was targeted because he's a celebrity. Is he? In a statement on Twitter, he said he was aggressively arrested inside an auto zone after he went there looking for help with his car. He says he wasn't even in his car when they arrested him for a DUI. He says he has a medical license for the marijuana, was not in a moving vehicle while arrested and charged with the DUI, and he took a swipe at his brother, Nick, who made it sound like Aaron did need help. Nick tweeted, to my brother, I love you no matter what, and if you feel the need to reach out for help, I'm here and willing to help you get better.
Crunch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't look okay.
No.
That's not 29.
Right. Oh, damn it. I'm out of time. R. Kelly's got a cult. He's keeping women in there. It's awesome.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Tell you, it's, well, BuzzFeed says.
All right.
Do it at 8 o'clock. What's coming up, Ben?
If you want to save the planet, I'm going to tell you how right after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're back, baby. Back from vacation. It's an awesome Monday. It's going to be another hot one.
Is it?
And apparently all week it's going to be really hot.
Yeah. I thought it was cooling off.
Yeah, I thought I heard cool off Monday and Tuesday and then back to hot.
That'd be nice.
Wednesday.
Nice if it was a little cooler today. Damn.
Few degrees.
Just sweaty yesterday. This part of the program is brought to you by Spot Hero.
Hey, everyone. If you go to the Alice 973 Instagram, today just happens to be World Emoji Day.
Oh.
And so the Emoji Movie comes out next week, everyone. So we went ahead and posted a picture preempting that, as well as celebrating World Emoji Day with all you fine people. Check it out. And I think the movie opens July 28th.
Fantastic. Thank you, Hooman.
My pleasure.
And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code BRIDGE for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
The Radio Alice Report.
You have outdone yourself.
Who?
Hooman. Are you kidding?
There's
monkeys, and there's a kitty, and there's a rainbow hidden in there, and a sun, and a...
Well, that's Garage Cat in the left-hand corner.
Oh, it is.
Oh. It is.
Oh,
yeah.
Is Garage Cat.
There's a poop emoji. Garage Cat's doing great.
Am I peeing anywhere?
Yeah. Garage Cat doesn't live in the garage.
Where
garage
do I live
Cat's
now?
Inside the house with everybody else.
How am I behaving?
Just fine.
Wow, you're so boring now.
Yeah.
I know. Get me off of those meds.
Also, there's a crown on Vinny's head.
And I got a halo.
Yeah.
Did I get something?
Well, you got the emoji sticking out their tongue because you're sticking out your tongue.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you are. Your tongue is out.
I'm trying to be witty with my emojis. I got the prayer. Bryn's always smiling, so he's got the smiley guy above.
All right.
Him.
Oh, and the poop emoji's right on... Where's
that?
Shoulder.
Well, the reason is because
whose shoulder?
Yours.
Oh, my shoulder?
Crap, right, like all over your
Why?
Shirt.
Why?
Because
why you crap on me?
The reason is because the poop emoji looks up to his left, okay? And Bryn is holding the poo emoji cupcake.
This is amazing.
Genius.
Well thought out.
Go to Instagram to see this.
I'm very
this
impressive, Hooman. Very impressive.
Wonderful piece of promotion.
I'm liking it.
There's a sun in the right-hand corner.
Yeah, I did see the sun.
Yeah, oh, it's great. All wonderful.
Thank you, Hooman.
This Dallas Report is brought to you by the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Incredible characters, memorable moments. Share the love this summer at themontereybayaquarium.org. By the way, if you didn't know, iPhone 7 goes underwater and takes great pictures.
Incredible.
While we're on the Monterey Bay Aquarium, I don't know if you want to stick your phone into a tank to get some
pictures. They don't promote that, though, Vin. I looked it up.
They don't?
No.
Did you see the pictures I got, though?
I did see them. They're amazing. Incredible. But I did look it up to see how safe it is. They recommend you not to do that.
Oh, they do?
Oh.
Listen to this. This is underwater video I took at the Bay Club the other day. There's my kids swimming around.
And you're still, your phone is working just fine, huh?
I mean, so far, so good.
But they say don't do it. Is that what I'm
hearing? I'll do more research and I'll be back.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Anyway, here's what's happening. I wanted to ask you before we get started with the news stories.
Okay.
The hair product salesman from Florida.
Yes.
On Big Brother. Is there a more ridiculous human being?
The meatball?
Well,
who calls
he's the
everybody
one who says
else a meatball.
Meatball. Right.
Oh, my God. John does this impersonation of him. He's just walking around the house and he's just saying things that, you know, you're naive. Or, you know, whatever.
He's off the deep end.
He is a mental case.
Yeah.
And has been since
the
first minute he's been in the house.
I as soon as I saw
Josh,
him, I was
is that his name?
It might be Josh. He takes the golden...
Oh, he's such a moron.
It's because you're all gunning for me, and that's why I had to take the golden apple, because I just knew you guys were gunning for...
He was part of the problem with the girl who wound up leaving.
I know. He went right at her.
It's because you're a snake. You're just a snake, and everyone knows it. And look at you. You're all snaky.
That dude, I think they are really trying to go for people. It seemed like a few seasons back, like, people were pretty stable. They'd get people who seemed to be kind of clever and crafty and knew how to play the game. And now they're just like, let's just get a bunch of crazy people in there and see, watch them eat each other alive.
The radio girl with that bad facial surgery.
What?
Oh, the lips are killing
the
me.
The lips are unbelievable.
Duck lips? What are they?
Oh, yeah.
They're like, I mean, clearly she has a big mouth anyway.
No, but those are blown up.
For sure.
And then she puts this bright red lipstick on them and you just can't, you have to look away.
She actually has really pretty eyes, but then this mouth looks like she's going to eat you.
Yeah. Big Brother, everyone, if you're not watching.
So good.
That's good stuff.
All right. She's a radio personality. I would love to hear some of her witty banter.
I'm sure she's...
My son goes, oh, she's just like you, Mom. I'm like, oh, my God, take that back. Just take it back.
So do you want to save the planet?
Of course I do, Vinny. Don't we all?
If you really want to save the planet, the best thing you can do is not have kids.
Oh, I've heard that.
According to a new study, every new person winds up adding 58.6 metric tons of carbon dioxide to the planet every year.
Jesus. That's so much.
And then they have two people, and so on.
And so on.
And so on.
And so on.
This is from a study out of the Lund University in Sweden. Did you visit there at all while you were in Europe?
No.
No?
No.
They say the best thing is don't have kids. New people add so much trash to the planet, so much carbon dioxide to the planet every year. Persuading an American family to have one less child would provide the same level of emissions reductions as persuading 684 teenagers to recycle comprehensively for the rest of their lives.
Oh. Well, stick with one, Ben. Winning. Bryn just gave in.
What do you mean?
He's adding another person.
He didn't just give in. The kid's... isn't that kid born yet?
No. Have you had that baby yet?
I have not.
When's the baby due again?
Any minute,
October.
Though. Oh, October.
How's the pregnancy and stuff
how's everything going?
Everything's smooth. She's super chill. You know, no complaints.
You got air conditioning over there in Millbrae?
No, but our house is pretty cool for the most part.
Not too bad.
The attic takes most of the heat.
Nice. All right.
Yeah.
Some other things you can do if you absolutely have to have kids. You can get rid of your car, become a vegetarian, or use energy-saving light bulbs, or all of the above.
Yeah. Those energy-saving light bulbs have come a long way. Like, it used to be that just, like, I didn't want to have fluorescent light in my house. It was just gross. But now they've got warmer colors, and they just look like regular light bulbs.
One, I told you I replaced the one in the living room because the missus was like, it's only so dark in here, and I finally just went, okay. And now it's daylight in that room. You can't keep it on at night because it actually, you're awake.
Yeah.
It wakes you up. It's too bright. It's too daylight.
They have dimmable ones, you know.
Nah, I just wanted to, oh, really? It's too dark? Here you go.
So it was another up yours moment.
Well, I mean, listen. She's the fix-it lady in the house, but there I am.
As in telling you to fix it?
Yeah.
I see. So she's not, you're the fix-it lady at the house. She's just the lady who gives you the list of fix-its.
This guy stole two of the, there's an adult store in Blue Springs, Missouri.
All right.
And this guy went in and stole two of their premier sex toys.
Oh, what's so great about them?
They're the biggest ones in the store.
Oh, he just went for the big boys.
He is a size queen.
Oh. How big are they?
The guy is described as, quote, a white male with a shaved head and a tattoo on his neck.
Oh,
he went into this adult store in Missouri on Wednesday night and stole two toys. The store manager says they're the biggest ones I sell. One is in a is 11 and is comes with a belt, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
It's meant to be worn.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the other is 10.
Oh. Those are the biggest ones, huh?
That's not...
I don't know. It just seems like they're made of plastic. Make them bigger. Right, Izzy?
I don't know. That's pretty big.
Because you have to figure the girth on something like that.
Hold on a minute.
I mean, it's like a baby's head.
Have you ever worn anything that size? You have
worn
one of those?
It?
Well,
no,
you know
no,
what
no.
I mean by worn.
I do, and no. Much smaller than that, my God.
Well, so then what do you mean? Make them as big as you...
I don't know. I mean, those are the biggest ones. I'm just surprised to hear that a sex store has the biggest one they have is 11 inches.
Well, it's Missouri.
Oh, so they're...
what does
they're
that
not
mean?
As, they're not as advanced as we are out here
right,
in California.
Yeah.
Yeah, been there, done that. What else you got?
The guy also stole a big bottle of lube.
Oh,
well, yeah.
Well, I was going to need that.
Good, right. That's probably the smart move.
Police are on the lookout, but as of right now...
Well, he's the guy is holed up somewhere, clearly.
The two biggest toys in Missouri are missing.
Oh, that's too bad. Oh, fun, though, you know, just fun to think about. Like, someone's job is to make those. They go to work every day at the dildo pressing factory and, you know, however they make them. What do you think they do? Have like a mold and they just pour like Jell-O in there? And
I just typed in Adam and Eve and it looks like they have one that's, it's called Adam's Colosso.
Oh, Colosso.
12 inches.
Oh, see.
Maybe that's standard.
I know that, and I've never worn one for the record, but I know that some female porn stars have molds done of themselves.
Of their areas, yeah.
And those are sold so that a person could, I guess, pretend they're making love on.
And men must do it too, because we definitely have some that are like full on, like that is someone's area. Like that's not just like a, you know.
We definitely have, who's we?
Me and John.
Oh, you have
in
some
our collection,
that
yeah.
look like.
Like clearly, like that's somebody's.
I've seen that in a movie.
No,
I
no. I mean, I haven't seen that. Oh. I mean, I don't think I have. I might have. I don't know. But
it doesn't say on the
it
side.
It doesn't say, like, there's no signature in veins on the side or
it doesn't
anything,
say
you know.
Mandingo.
It does not, Vinny. I would check out the Mandingo one though. Would anyone else like to check it out?
Cumin, would you like to review?
Would you check it out?
The movie.
I mean, if they brought it here, I mean, we'd take a look at it, wouldn't we? Cumin.
I mean, you know, if everyone else is watching, I'll peek, but it's not really my thing.
I guess he wasn't listening.
Right.
Yeah. We were talking about it, like if his man area reproduction came to the...
I was listening, and I did hear, and that was my answer. Thank you. He wasn't listening. I know.
What kind of stuff about the penis?
Well, we're talking about Mandingo, which we all know of from you.
Yeah, that's all.
We learned of Mandingo from
you. You're welcome.
You.
Thank you for bringing it up
you.
Every day. Welcome.
Can anybody ever say you're welcome without singing it anymore?
No.
I can. Yeah. I can do it.
I can't. You're welcome.
Let me see what I can fit. Oh, I'll do a couple fast facts. How's right. that? Fast facts. FedEx almost went under back in the 70s in their early years.
Why?
They only had $5,000 in the bank and they needed to pay off $24,000 in debt.
Oh.
They're still around because the founder took the last $5,000 bucks to Vegas.
No way.
Gambled it on blackjack and won $27,000. Does that make you love FedEx more or what?
I guess.
What do you mean you guess?
I don't know. It's a bad example to set, though. You know, how many companies have gone under because the founder took the last $5,000 and squandered it in Vegas thinking that they were going to win? We've heard of FedEx because of that. How many other great companies have gone away?
He made it.
That's great.
It's a huge success story.
I don't know. Seems like he just needed a better business plan to begin with.
You may have heard this one since you were just in Germany.
Okay.
The reason Hitler shaved his mustache down to a square is because he had trouble fitting a regular mustache into a gas mask. Although
really?
He didn't invent the look, you know, the toothbrush mustache was made popular by Charlie Chaplin. But he wore it to get a gas mask over it. You didn't hear that when you were in Germany?
No.
There's no, like, in a taxi, there's no...
No.
Like, hey, you know.
Fun facts about Hitler? No.
Nothing?
None of that. In fact, it's, we had this Australian guy...
Frowned upon to even bring it up?
It's just very, it is not something that they're proud of at all.
How could they be?
They can't. And so we had this Australian tour guide at one point.
In Germany.
We just worked for this place. We went on a bike tour, but he was great. And he goes, none of the German tour guides will tell you any of this stuff, but if you want to hear some World War II history here, and he took us to all these sites, because Munich apparently was like a hotbed for everything that happened, and they're not proud of it. Like, there's all these little things, like there's this golden path that people would walk, so they wouldn't have to walk by and give the Heil to the... I mean, it's pretty...
You're telling me you found a rogue Australian tour guide to tell you all the dirty
It was, and he
deeds.
Took us to these places where Hitler had given speeches and, like, the, you know, these big platforms are still standing there. And he's like, oh, you look at this and you don't really think much of it. It's just here on this little plotzel. And then he goes, but look at this. And he pulled up his phone and he shows, and there's the place, and there's Hitler, and there's all the people. You know,
wasn't that long ago. That's part of the deal.
I know. It's crazy. And when we were born, Vinny, it was only 20 years before that.
Right.
You know?
I know.
It's just insane that it happened.
How did your kids handle all that history? Were they just
another beer?
Eating it up? Yeah, right. Yeah, did they want to get back to the beer garden?
You know, they're pretty interested in that stuff.
Yeah, that's nice.
And John is a huge history buff. So him and this guy were just... Meanwhile, I was like, let's ride bikes more. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be depressed and think about ugly things that happened. I want to look around and be like, oh, Bavaria, you're wonderful.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We're back. We're live, everyone.
Hi.
Here we are. That riveting Mandingo conversation was live.
Yes, we just had that. And riveting is the word.
781 says, my wife's been out of work since March, and my boss just asked if I was going to take vacation this summer. No, I'm good. Thanks, was my response.
Oh, you hate your wife. Adorable.
He doesn't hate his wife. It's just not
the
same vacation.
He just doesn't want to spend any time with her.
When he gets home, and then there they are.
Well, why don't they go somewhere then? And they can, you know, she's not working.
She's out of work. They don't have the money to go anywhere.
Well, go to stores and run errands like Yuzette did. Have him drive.
Not everybody likes the dollar store, Sarah.
I don't know how anybody can not like the dollar store. I freaking love the dollar store.
Oh, my goodness.
Like that for a dollar? I'll take it.
It'll last one time. Okay.
All right. It's worth a dollar.
916 says, yeah, you don't need a break for every little thing. Good work, Johns and Vinny. And Bryn. Bryn's with us, too.
What's this?
Breaking for every little thing. The driving.
It's not about breaking for every little thing.
And
it's
the
about
clenching.
Being too close.
It's being way too close and being too aggressive. How about we don't honk at people who, you know, passed you. Like, people pass. Like, quit it. How about just relax, go a little bit slower, and back off a little.
How about,
we'll all be more comfortable and relaxed.
How about I got this turn? It's going to be fine.
Oh, my God.
You don't have to clench going into it.
Well, you're flinging me all over the car.
Yeah, I do have to hold on.
No, you don't. I 917 do. Says, the Defiant Ones has 45 episodes, so you got to keep watching.
Really?
No, it doesn't.
45?
45?
I don't think this text, but it's
maybe
excellent.
We
mentioned it earlier. The Defiant Ones is on HBO. It's about Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre and their rise up through their partnership, yep. But also Iovine's rise up through the music business. If you love music, it's a really interesting story. It does end, however, with them being bought by Apple, and you sort of get this feeling like, oh, this is a package.
Right.
Thing.
That Apple put together.
That.
To spend the last hour selling you Apple
music. Making
me
aware of Beats and the headphones and the. Got it.
Yeah.
Well done.
I've only seen 4 episodes, Vinny.
Excellent. Yeah. So, whatever, though, I really liked it. The Marilyn Manson stuff, you know how I love him.
Yes.
That's just great. Really fun.
I can't believe you referred to him as him. You never do that.
Connie is forgetting some of our hottest temperatures are towards the end of September, beginning of October. Summer is just getting started, guys.
It does get very hot. I feel like maybe, the weather's been so weird that maybe things are just upside down and it'll cool right down. Oh, it is late.
Did you say more text?
No.
Just the opposite.
Take a quick break. When we come back, I've got the album charts and more.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.